I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As soon as she walked in, she was like, darling, she's like, you're so bloody gorgeous. She went, honestly, she was like, but Dr. Nyla can put some fillers in that top lip. She said, you'd be absolutely gorgeous.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by soap star Corey Queen and arguably the most famous fictional lesbian in Britain. It's Brooke Vincent, everybody!
I like that when I get an introduction. I feel like there should be like a real crowd roaring in the background.
No.
Just you honestly, in your kitchen.
It is a bit like of an anti-climax, isn't it? When it's just me.
Yeah.
I might get like a backing track, like a roaring crowd.
Yeah, I think
like
it's
really
needed.
Hype people up.
Like them things on Shrek where he holds them. Cheer, sad face. I think it's needed. I think it's necessary.
Oh, a little look into a fragile ego of an actor there. Thank you so much. Mate, thank you so much for agreeing to do this.
Oh, do you know what, Vic? I'm not going to lie to you. Half of it was because I wanted a bloody catch-up. So hard to catch up with anyone with two bloody kids. So I thought, you know what? Let's have a catch-up and do it.
Let's do it.
Do it properly.
Do you know, I remember having a Jake Quickenden on not long after he first had his little boy. And I remember being like so apologetic, like, oh my God, is Sophie mad at me? Like, I'm really sorry. Like, have I taken you away from the bed? And he was like, honestly, Vic, this is an hour that I can actually be away from the crying and be away from all the responsibility and have like an excuse. He's like, thank you. I was like, oh, okay, thank God for that.
No, it's fun. It's a different kind of job. Different kind of. It's not a job. It's amazing, but it is. It's harder than a job. Yeah. I'd take a day on the street any day. Full day in the Rovers. I'll take it.
Longing for those cobbles.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know what, right? Like, I know it must be really difficult. My sister has a 2-year-old, Maeve, and like, I go around and see Laura some mornings and she's not slept. The bairns had her up like every hour on the hour. And like Maeve's flying around, like she's having a lovely time, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, full of the joys of spring. But Laura honestly looks like on death's door. So like I do, like I can, even though I haven't stood in your shoes, I do completely understand. But Brooke, you look amazing, you know.
Do I?
Yes, you absolutely do.
My nana is the person that I go to and she will say, oh, you're tired, you've not been sleeping. She'll
openly
say it. She does not care. Yes. Brookie, you look tired. Aren't them bags dark today? Thanks, Joan. Really appreciate that.
Fuck you, Joan, man.
But yeah, the 2-year-olds, they don't care. They've got no sympathy. Not at all.
So how old are your two now?
So my eldest is 2, mm-hmm. Max. And my baby, Monroe, he is 9 months. So it's chaos.
So
like
two under two. Like it's like you didn't like yourself, Brooke.
Do you know what I said? I said this the other day. I think what's really funny now is that we're going through the terrible twos.
Yeah.
And I don't know who named them that, but whoever it is, I bet they've trademarked it and made a hell of a lot of money because the amount of people that mention these two, like, terrible twos, it's one of them because we're now going through it and before we've gone through it, we've now got another baby that's also going to go through it. So it's like a double whammy. I almost say it's worse than twins because they're at different stages.
Yeah.
So they need different needs. And it sometimes, like you just said, you can wake up and it can be 10 o'clock in the morning and you can feel like you've done laps and laps of a field and you're still no closer to the finish line, literally.
Obviously, like, I feel for you, mate. And, like, I think from the outside looking in, like, I look at you, you make it look so easy. Like, you look absolutely gorgeous, your skin's perfect, like, but you're still running a business, you're still all this. But what I love about you is you are honest. Like, just how you're telling me there, you know, like, fucking hell, it is hard sometimes. Like, I look at your Instagram and I feel like you're authentic, you're genuine, you talk about the highs, but you also talk about the lows on there.
I feel like, and you'll get this, I feel like when you have social media and you know certain people that are in the industry or for whatever reason they have a high following, that you can tell that they talk about the lows, but it's just the low, not mm-hmm. the lows.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fabricated version of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with the boys, with my skin, I've always had problems with my skin, with any aspects of what I'm going through, I've got no other reason than to, or not other reason, no other choice than to be solely honest, mm-hmm. because I'm not good at filters. I'm not good at the face app that makes you skinnier. I'm absolutely shocking. Like, I don't know anything. And then I was somewhere the other day and I said to one of my mate went, oh my God, she's got that filter. And I was like, what filter is this? And she was like, there's a filter. I don't have a clue.
The filter.
Yeah, apparently there's a filter. There's like a secret code. I'm like, am I too old? Like, I know I'm in the 25 and overs, but am I too old for this filter?
Oh, that so category on X Factor.
It's like, oh, mate. I was livid when I figured that out. Livid.
My sister pointed out for me. She couldn't wait.
No, it's horrendous. But literally, like, I just think there's so many people that follow me. And I remember when I had Mex and I just presumed you bounce back. I just presumed. That's all I'd seen on Instagram is that girls were back in the jeans, they were back out, they were back doing everything. And I think even to a certain aspect, I thought, well, why wouldn't I? I put on loads of weight, I ate everything. I ate absolutely everything.
Oh, so will I. So will
but
I.
Like, and then I didn't fit back in my jeans. And things that I thought that I'd look nice in, I just didn't. And it really, really, really upset me. And I remember my partner sitting me down and he was like, baby, just give birth. And I'm like, but that's not an excuse anymore. Giving birth is not an excuse to not look good. Having a baby is no excuse to not look good. And being pregnant is no excuse, because you see it so much on social media where people are immaculate. They're immaculate.
It's just,
don't know how they do it.
Me neither, honestly. Like, even on a day-to-day, like, I've just got the dog, Brooke, and, like, I look at these lasses on Instagram and they've got, like, a baby on the way and a little child already, and they seem to be running empires and here, there and everywhere.
Yeah.
And they look fucking impossibly glamorous. And I just think, you know what, actually, when I'm feeling shiny and good about myself, I think, oh, my God, you queen. But, you know, when I'm feeling a bit crap, I think, fuck you. I honestly don't think for you. And I think it's so nice that you do, like, you kind of show the other side of that to a certain extent, Brooke. And I'm not saying you don't, like, you've got it all figured out. But I remember seeing this one post of yours. And, like, for me, it resonated so much, because I knew my sister was going through something similar. Like, you said you'd not long given birth. And
you know, and
you were going out with Cian, and it was like, I've tried on about 7 outfits and I hated myself in all of them. And I am now on the sofa, back in my pyjamas, and it's the only place I felt comfortable.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember reposting it. I remember, like, almost crying. And actually, when I reposted it, people thought it was me. I was like, no, I haven't had a baby. We both just got brown hair. For fuck's sake, read the caption. But, yeah, I remember being, like, so proud of you, because I thought, like, it's so nice that normal women finally, like, because we all put so much pressure on ourselves, but the pressure women who are in the media have put on themselves is, like, even bigger. And it's so nice to have, like, an alternative to, and I love Kate Middleton, but fuck me, like, standing there 2 hours after giving birth with that perfectly coiffured hair and, like, impossibly slim frame. Like, it's so nice to have some reality for all those young mothers, all those new mothers, all those people who've just gave birth who would have been struggling.
One of the things, you're talking about the post when I first had Mex, but one of the things that I remember really thinking at that time was that my partner was really supportive. He completely understood. And because obviously he is in in the industry itself, he knows how fabricated things are. Whereas there's people that have not got that knowledge, and there's people that don't actually know that people, that the girls in the magazines don't look like the girls in the magazines. So to a certain extent, it can be so dangerous for young people away from the spotlight that are looking at these girls, whose partners are looking at these girls who are bouncing back, and actually they're thinking, well, why are you not bouncing back? Why are you still in your big knickers? Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I think it's a really hard line, fine line, especially with social media, because people want to show you the lows, but like you said, they don't want to show you too much.
Yeah.
People will say, I've just come over depression, but they won't tell you when they're depressed.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's a real, you've got to take it with a pinch of salt. But I remember with my baby now, Mom Rob, when he was probably about 2 months old, I did the same thing. I put on clothes, didn't fit in them. Did the whole cycle again. Managed to get out, but I'd washed my hair the night before, prepared myself mentally. He had reflux, he was sick in my hair. Like, I felt horrendous. I just didn't feel myself. And there was this pap that was stood outside, like on a whim. It could have been, I could have been anybody. And it was just on an off chance. I remember he took my picture, and I remember I was gutted. I was absolutely gutted. And I don't think people understand, but when you're sitting having your food, that's all you're thinking about. What people are going to say, how shit you look. You know you look shit. I don't need you to tell me I look shit, Sandra. Fucking hell, I know. Do you know what I mean? Just give me a break. I just want to eat my bloody dim sum quietly on my own in the dark. Pick the darkest restaurant in Manchester and got bloody papped outside. I was livid.
No.
Honest to God.
And I know it must have felt like that, Brooke. And like, you know, I bet you I've seen those pictures. And I bet you I thought you looked absolutely gorgeous. But it's how you feel, isn't it?
Yeah, you can flip it. And it's not even about, listen, it's not even about pregnancy. Just that's one of the obvious things that changes your body. But, you know, you see yourself on Instagram, and it is Instagram. You see girls and these amazing bodies, and then 10 minutes later, they look nothing like that because it's a different angle. It's a tag photo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the absolute pressure women just put on themselves is horrendous. So I just think, you know what? I had spots. I had spots for a really, really long time. And I thought, instead of like trying to cover up and making them look worse, I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to own it. I'm just going to be the spotty one. Like, I'll just deal with that. Helen Flanagan was the beautiful one, and I was the spotty one. And I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to be the spotty one. I'll deal with it. And that's it. And here I am, finally getting to 30 nearly, with no spots. And I thought, one day it will come out, and I'll be all right. Here I am. Made it to 30.
But, you know, it doesn't matter what it is that your hang-up is, babe. It doesn't matter if it's your weight, if it's your skin, if it's your height, like, whatever. Little boobs, big boobs. There is always going to be something that we wish was different about ourselves.
And
I think by sort of owning it, by coming out and, you know, like being really honest and being really authentic, you give other people the permission to do the same. Like, that's how I always feel. Like, you tell, like, you know, you give other people the confidence to shine too. So I think the stance you've took on Instagram, I just want to commend you for, because, you know, no, these perfect lives, these perfect bodies, these perfect things that these so-called perfect women portray, they're not doing anyone any good. They're not even doing themselves any good. Like, imagine how much pressure they must feel under.
I was literally saying, and just before I forget, like, your social media is like that. I love that. I love that there's always, like, I always think as well, how do you edit them to make sure you can write that much and it makes sense? Because the characters, I go on a rant and it says I have to delete characters, and I think, oh, I can't be asked. Can't be asked. Got to delete it. And then I just end up with a caption like, I love art. I think, can't be asked. But
I've got the patience of a saint when it comes to Instagram. But, like, with her, no, can,
it's
nothing.
Important though. It's important because you have a lot of girls, young girls following you. But like you say, I seen a girl the other day and I was like, oh my God, she looks nothing like how she looks on Instagram. And none of us look like we look on our Instagram. I mean, if I got lost, don't ever put out a picture of my Instagram, because no one would find me looking for that picture. But, like, they do just nothing. And I think that must be really hard when you meet someone to be like, actually, you don't look like you supposed to. You don't look like that.
Instagram's like such a dangerous place. And I think if it's used like social media in general, if it's used to like, you know, build a business, build a community, encourage like self-love or whatever.
Use
like,
for all the positive.
Yeah, if it's used for that, then amazing. But God, I think more often than not, it's often used to perpetuate unrealistic beauty, like beauty culture. And slowly but surely, there's a lot of influencers. There's a lot of people like yourself, there's a lot of people like me who are coming around to the idea, you know, like it's better to be more authentic, to show the real. And I always think I get like better reaction when I show something 100%. Genuine anyway.
I literally said, I don't know how old you are. You're older than me.
Oh, 34, mate. I'm fucking miles older than you.
I mean, when I was in primary school, you was in high school. Just a bit of a difference. But, you know, I'm here to empower you. But the reason why I'm saying it is because we, and I say this all the time, we are the generation that are the guinea pigs.
Oh, 110% you know, for social media.
Facebook especially. I look back at posts I said when I was 18, 17, 16, and I cringe. I'm like, oh my God, how was I ever so entitled with my little self? Who the hell do I think I am? And I'm just like, oh my God. And I think it's really, really hard because now we've done a 360. I think we gave everything at the start, like, oh, social media, oh, what you're doing now, sat in the car, sat in the bath, watching this, watching that. Whereas now, it's almost cooler to be private. It's almost cooler to be incognito. MIA, what's she doing? Where is she? You know, and I think it as well, for people like, I mean, a valid person in my head right now is Maya Jama.
Mm-hmm.
Half the bloody block, like, the it girl of now. And I followed her for a really, really long time before it come out that she was with Stormzy, before she kind of blew up in her own right as well. And I followed her and she was so raw and authentic and she was just so cool and I loved it. She was so like, she was like the equivalent of like a cheeky chappy.
Uh-huh.
And now you just see it reined in and pulled in. And I think it's really, really hard sometimes to kind of give off your actual natural self without being worried about what's going to get written about you. Do you know what I mean? It's a real, real fine line. But like you say, like people come around to the idea that actually perfect isn't perfect.
No. And it's not desirable either. Like, fuck me, it's just so much pressure.
No. And I have never seen a person look happy eating a salad. Never. Never seen it. So
I like a salad if it's got loads of cheese in. No, only if it's got loads of cheese in.
No, I've seen you eat a burger smiling more, so.
Yeah. No, 110%. Only time I'll eat a salad is if it's, like, full of, like, dressing and, like, croutons and cheese and everything. But don't worry about me, mate.
No, it's important to get the message across, definitely.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've got two boys now, right? And I'm not saying social media doesn't affect like young lads the same way it does girls. And I'm not saying you're stopping it like your two boys, but do you worry about them growing up and getting into that world? Or do you feel like you'd probably worry more if they were girls?
I think as a parent, you worry.
Regardless.
Both. Yeah, 100%. Because I think, oh God, I think when we were younger, if someone was pretty, if someone had a talent or whatever, you only knew about them if they was in your class or they went to your dance class. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, I say it about my little sister. She can click on the internet and see Kylie Jenner, who had billions and billions and billions of pounds at the age of whatever she was, 17, 16.
Yeah.
You know, you see people constantly changing themselves and, you know, lads very much, I think, some lads, it's kind of like the more money they look to have, the more empowered they are. And
the more, you know, successful. I think, it's completely intrinsically linked in their eyes.
Yeah, whereas I think with our boys, Well, they won't be going on social media. It'll be something else. But like, it's just horrible. It's horrible. I was
Did that give you a bit of anxiety?
Yeah, it's made me feel sick. Why have you just done this? But like, I was saying the other day to my PT, we were talking, and I was saying, like, my mum let me go to Iron Apple. My kids aren't going off the drive. They're not going to Iron Apple. Ibiza, no. Why would you want to do that? You've got all the fun you can have in the garden. We'll build a bar, put some music on. Fine. I'll get you a pool. Don't need Ibiza. We can have ocean right here.
Mate, I had no idea you are going to be this type of mother. So I've dated boys in the past too, and I'm not mentioning any names, it's history, blah, blah, blah. But who I was never going to be good enough for their mothers, you know? Like, they were their little boys.
No, see, I don't think I'll be like
that. You're starting to sound a little bit like you're going to be that mother.
Do you know what? No, do you know what? Because you know what as well? My mum was the same with me. You have them mums that, you know, if like they're in a nativity play, they will solely only watch their child. That's it.
I'll be that
my
one.
My mum would watch everybody else and tell me how fabulous everybody else was and go, yeah, you was good, bro, but bloody hell, she was good, wasn't she? And I'm like, mum, hello, I was Rizzo. She was like, yeah, but Sandy was fabulous. Yes, mum. But like, you know, I know what it's like to be a girl, to want to be accepted by, you know,
you want
your partner's family to love you and love you and like you. And I don't think I would, I hope that I'll never get blindsided by the fact that they're perfect. They're not perfect. And they can do things wrong. Do you know what I mean? I think it's really important that, I think as a parent myself, and I know Kian will be exactly the same, where he kind of says to the boys, this is acceptable behaviour to a girl and this isn't.
Yeah.
You know, so he'd have his version and I'd be like, right, this is sit down.
Are you quite... So how does it work, like, the family dynamics? Like, are you...
I'm strict.
He's good cop and you're bad?
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Well, it was... Obviously, we had lockdown, we had Max, and then it was lockdown, so everything, he wanted Kian all the time. He was like a proper little daddy's boy. Mm. And then when Kian went back to football, it was just me and Max. Mm. And he was proper becoming mummy's boy. And then,
did you love it?
I loved it. I really did love it. And then it slowly started creeping in. He kept like asking for him more and more in the day, and I was thinking, Anyway, I was obviously pregnant, and I was having a cesarean. I ended up having an emergency cesarean with Mex, so they told me it was advised to have a planned cesarean with Mum Ro.
So you've had two cesareans, have you?
Yeah.
Can I just ask, is that awful?
I tell you what was awful is that the second time I went into labour before I was due in.
So contractions and shit?
Yeah.
You fucker.
And I remember being lay in bed and thinking, I was booked in that afternoon. And it was like 2 a.m. that morning. I remember thinking, have I got cramp? Like, what is this? And then it just comes back to you. And I remember saying to Kian, I was like, babe, I think I'm going into labour. And he went, no, babe, it'll just be one big kick. Go back to sleep. I thought, no, we're up, we're out. Rang my mum. I literally woke him up. I was like, come on, we're going. But yeah, that was, cesarean for me was harder the second time round because I had another baby to look after.
Of course, so you couldn't just take that time to recover.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The night before I went into labour, I put Max to bed and I cried because I looked at him and I thought, you know, it's not just me and you anymore, mate. Like, there's going to be a new baby. Everything. God, I'm filling up thinking about it, but like...
Bless you, babe. I'm sorry.
You can't, like... No, don't be deaf. But I'm saying, like, you can't prepare them, prepare you, prepare your family for what is about to happen. And literally, I knew that the day after, I wouldn't be able to lift him. I wouldn't be able to do all the things that I do with him for quite a long time. Whereas, like, now, obviously, Mum Ro's a little bit older and they both go to nursery now. So I have days where they both go to nursery 3 times a week, but then I'll have Mex on a day on his own, Mum Ro on a day on his own, and then they're both together on a day. Just so that we can do things, like today is Mex's day today and he knows it's Mex's day on a Tuesday and we do swimming, we do big boy stuff, like climbing and like the bike and park and obviously I think subconsciously I feel guilty that I've not been able to do all them things without having Mum Ro with me and me just saying, 1 minute mate, let me just sort the baby out, you know, it is a subconscious thing, but I in terms of cesarean, like, it's what it is, mate.
Oh, I feel like you're just such a warrior. But,
you know what, though? No, because you know what? People get really, really caught up on having cesareans. Like, they had to feel like they had to, oh, they, yeah, feel like they had to push, or they felt like a failure. Like, I did labour for a very, very long time with Max, and I just wasn't progressing. Now, to me, there was an option of my baby staying in there and potentially it become a worrying situation or not. And never did I feel like, oh my God, I need to push, I need to put, never. I don't put the pressure on myself. The same with breastfeeding. People get so caught up about, you know, I really want to breastfeed, it really needs, it's really good for the child. Like, your child being fed is what's best for your child. So whichever way it is, whichever way it happens. And then there's a meme that says breastfed or formula fed, and cut to 3 years later when you're picking up McDonald's chips off the floor, you know. It's the same, innit?
No, but like, you're so right. And I've got some, I'm obviously at the age, as you so fucking kindly pointed out, Ruth, 34. All my mates are like having kids and settling down, and like, they've completely, there's two different camps, you know. There's some that have like gave birth naturally, some that have had cesareans through choice, through, you know, emergency, whatever. Some who've breastfed and some who haven't. And like, the, what I love about like our group is they're so supportive of each other, and there's completely no judgment. And I just wish that was more mirrored with like women everywhere. Like, the only thing I think is best for a baby is a healthy, happy fucking mother. Like, I don't think, so it, you know, I don't think it matters. Like, it, yeah, as long as you're sleeping, as long as they're sleeping, as long as they're fed, like, as long as you're making it work. Like, why we put so much unnecessary pressure and judgment on others is completely beyond me. Like, it's traumatic, it's hard, just do what works. So,
exactly.
It's honestly such a minefield, though. Like, I really worry, like, for me, all I've got is Milo. I'm his primary caregiver. That's my only source of reference when people talk to me about their children. But do you know the amount of people who come at me trying to give me advice about Milo, unsolicited, like on Instagram, like, you shouldn't be doing that. Take that off him. Make sure he doesn't do that.
I remember my one friend said to me, there's going to be a lot of people that give you advice, but remember, you're the mother to your baby. Nobody, yeah, else is your mother, your baby's mum.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, I try not to take people's opinions on. And do you know what? Normally, I can be blatantly honest, like, I don't really get hate of what the boys are doing or me or whatever. Like, I feel like I'm really boring compared to some people out there. I really am. But, like, I remember one woman messaged me, and it was a series of messages, like, just like, not nasty, but like digs. And I thought, I remember,
ooh, a bit passive aggressive
really,
as well.
Yeah, was really pissed off. And I messaged her. She put something like, I said that I was tired, but like, she went, tired after two kids, you want to try having five or something. And I can't remember. And I thought, I can't remember what she said. And I literally lay in bed. And Kian was, he was like, oh my God. But I was like, no, she's getting it. I've had a real bad day. She's even getting it. Don't message me from your house telling me shit, because you can't do it. And I literally wrote back and I just said to her, I went, do you know what? I really hope you teach your five children to have a bit more respect for people that don't know about a situation, yeah, and don't know a person. And went back and forth. But I won it.
Good last.
Drop the mic and never go. See you in a bit. Bye, Carol.
I feel like you're like me and Kian is like Erkan. Like, Erkan, like, can sense when someone's upset me on Instagram. We'll be sitting watching Netflix and my whole body language just changes, Brooke. Like, I go from being super relaxed and chill, just scrolling, to like stiff as a board, and me face sets, me jaw goes, everything. And he's like, what's happened? I'm like, nothing. And he's like, no, he's like, something's happened. He's like, just leave it, Vic. And I'm like, No, I can't.
The audacity of bloody Carol and Kent. No, we're from kids. She's not called Carol and she's not from Kent, but she had five kids.
Which she is. She is a real dickhead, though. She's a fictional dickhead.
So, do you know what? If you've got the balls to message me your opinion, I've got the balls to message you back mine. So yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's it. And you know, we're never going to win with these people. We should take Kian and Erkan's advice. We should just put the phone down. But you know,
I hate being the bigger person. Nobody wants to be the big person. It's shit. I don't like it. I'd rather say my piece, walk off, and then be the bigger person.
Yeah, but luckily for me and you, we're both very tiny, so we're allowed to be petty every so often.
I love being petty, anything in the world. Love it. Love it.
Brooke, I've absolutely loved talking to you in part one. I'm dying to get my teeth into your acting life, Corrie and everything in part two. Will you come back?
Oh, is it a question?
Yeah, will you?
Yeah, come back. Yeah. Awesome.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.